Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another Mornings with the Masters, where we devote ourselves to the Lord daily with you. We're picking up with a new devotional in the Bible app titled Experiencing Friendship with God. There's a link to that in the description if you guys want to follow along. And as always, I'm going to read the scripture, then I'm also going to pick up with the Devo. And just as a heads up, I kind of handpicked this one. I didn't screen it that well, but just kind of after the last handful of devotionals, especially yesterday's, and it was talking about how like faith is not just like knowledge, it's an action. And we always talk about how there's like a difference between knowing God in your head and knowing God in your heart. And yeah, I don't know why. Maybe my heart needs it. Maybe your heart needs it. I don't know. But I was really prompted with this desire for friendship with God. Of course, Lord over my life, but also just a close connection, close intimacy with him, where I feel like I know him. Like there's a difference between like, I know about him and I know him. You know what I mean? And so maybe you're there too, or maybe you know someone who you can help get there. And so that's kind of the hope behind this one, is that we can talk about like cool tips for Christian living. We can talk about like deep theology stuff. We can do all this different stuff, which is great. But there's something so powerful about just knowing God and enjoying who he is. Yeah, so that's why I chose this one. Anyways, the scripture is John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. And they say this, I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends. If you do what I command, I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father has told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command, love each other. The devotional is titled, The Wilderness of the Soul, and it says this, from now until heaven, the harsh realities of life will challenge your reasons for believing in God. You will fail, and sometimes other people will fail you. Plans will fall through. Doors will close, with no indication of opening again. Circumstances will not budge in your favor, and certain people may never change. You may be in a waiting season, or perhaps you may be in a crushing season. If this remains your reality long enough, then you may become disillusioned with a burnt-out faith. This is the wilderness of the soul. For the Israelites of the Exodus, the Sinai wilderness was not a hike along a scenic trail of luscious green with a sunset that you could capture for Instagram. No, the wilderness was a horrific wasteland with unlikely chances for survival. It was an inhospitable region with bullying heat and desolate grounds. It would be hard to nurture a dream there, and even harder to find a purpose. The wilderness of the soul is no different. When in it, you travel on the terrain of discouragement. When you find yourself to be a wanderer, few, if any, will fully understand your journey. You'll become more familiar with the pain than progress, and more familiar with confusion than vision. Some say pain makes you stronger, but this is a senseless platitude for someone who is sapped of the strength while wandering. You can be one who is naturally sure of yourself, but in the wilderness, you can be met with an alarming insecurity. To make it worse, you won't be sure when it will all end. Beloved wanderer, what if the ultimate purpose of the wilderness is to not make you better or for you to get somewhere? Although sanctification can indeed be a byproduct of walking through the desert season, the pain of the journey is not merely a cruel means to that end. Rather, the purpose of the wilderness is to know the presence of God and in an intimate, authentic, passionate friendship with him as the reward. The book of Exodus says the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. What would it mean for you to feel that God is your friend? And I think I just want to hone in on that question, and I probably just want to leave space for you all to ask that for yourself. And if you are someone who actually does feel close to God like a friend, maybe use some time today or tomorrow, whenever, to reach out to a friend who maybe you don't think that they're experiencing friendship with God, and encourage them in that. Like, this, we're all in this together, y'all. We're all learning together. We're growing together. We're figuring things out together. And so, but that question is, what would it mean for you to feel that God is your friend? And of course, I just kind of think, okay, well, what does a friend feel like? And I think about, like, all my guy friends, right? I think about, there's someone that I can depend on. I can call them and they'll answer their phone. I can, you know, if I'm having a hard moment, they show up. If I need help with something, they're there. They're dependable, and they're also fun, and we like to do activities together and stuff like that too. But yeah, I think it's just it's a combination of, like, quality time and acts of service. And even words of affirmation, it's all the different love languages. But yeah, I'm just kind of thinking of what matters to me is the people I let into my circle, people that I can really depend on, and they can depend on me too, to drop everything to go support them. And now, as I think about what that would look like for God, is that I think I've been nervous, or I've been resistant to, quote unquote, being friends with God, is because I'm nervous to depend on him. I don't think I give him remotely enough respect for all the ways that he has come through for me, but I think I'm almost afraid to depend on him in certain ways with certain things, because what if he doesn't come through in the way I want him to? And I think that maybe I can just kind of skirt that awkward confrontation with God. If I never confront it, I can just kind of, like, just change the subject. You know what I mean? I'm sure we've all done that in conversations or something where we just try to change the subject. But I think in this time, I think with friendship with God, I want to know what it feels like to depend on him, to feel close to him, to call up and him answer, you know, and to feel like I'm not bugging him, like I'm not bothering him. And we talked about that a few days ago regarding, like, pestering God. I want to feel what it feels like to feel like he's excited to see my name pop up. You know what I mean by that? And I'm excited when his name pops up to me. If he confronts me in my own wilderness of the soul on those days I'm having an off day, and he just gives me a revelation, or he ministers to my heart, or he uses somebody to encourage me. Like, I think that I want to experience that. I'm really interested to see which direction this devotion is going to go in, but I'm going to pray a sign out. Lord, we know that you call us friends, but help us to feel it. And it's not for lack of you, Lord. It's lack of our own understanding, maybe lack of our own ability to receive friendship from you. Maybe we haven't had friendship modeled in the way we should have, and so we don't know what that looks like for us, Lord. But ultimately, we just want a deeper, more intimate connection with you. We want to have quality time with you. We want to hear from you. We want you to be excited to hear from us. And so, would you help get rid of any blockades that are in our way from experiencing you? Lord, have mercy on your servants as we just want to get closer to you. Lord, would you make the path easier to get closer to you for us? Would you make it very evident that you desire a relationship with us as well, in addition to what you've done for us on the cross, but this daily relationship, this hourly relationship? Will you help us respond to your initiation of a relationship, Lord? Help us to have the faith and the strength and the commitment to connect with you, Lord. In your son's name we pray, amen. Amen, y'all. Now's that perfect time to break out the worship music, break out the journal, and continue pressing to the Lord. Don't forget that you are God's masterpiece, and don't forget that we love you. We love you, and we'll be talking to you later. Auf Wiedersehen.